USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is honoring the late Representative Elijah Cummings. Cummings died last week at the age of 68 and will lie in state inside the Capitol's Sanctuary Hall. Republican Congressman from North Carolina, Mark Meadows.
Some have classified it as an unexpected friendship, but for those of us that know Elijah, it's not unexpected or surprising.
At least parts of the deal that was scrapped between China and the United States in May will return in the newest phase of negotiations between the two governments. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro, appearing on Fox Business, says the enforcement over theft of intellectual property will now be the focus.
The good news about this phase one, two things. One is that it adopted virtually the entire chapter in the deal last May that they reneged on for IP.
This is USA Radio News.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty, which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through October 31st. Come in today and enjoy a credit of up to $1,500 towards your first three payments through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on credit towards your first 2 months payment and certified pre-owned warranties.
It's been one full week since Chicago teachers and support staff walked out on their students and have been striking. Around 30,000 teachers and employees are on strike, affecting over 300,000 students. The educators are looking for smaller class sizes, more support staff, and better wages. A new poll is out regarding the 2020 Democrats. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A new national poll showing a new leader in the Democratic primary race for the White House. The Quinnipiac University survey finds Senator Elizabeth Warren with 28% of the vote and Joe Biden slipping to 21%. The university's polling analyst is Mary Snow.
It's not as though this poll is reflecting a big gain for Senator Elizabeth Warren. What it reflects is a six-point slip for Joe Biden since a week ago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The new generation of veggie burgers aims to replace the beefier original with fake meat or fresher vegetables. Fat Brands International Chairman and former McDonald's USA CEO Ed Renzi says the idea of contrived food is fraudulent and wrong.
Well, I think the nutritional value of natural proteins coming from animals is well documented and well understood. When we have to go through a chemical process and contrived alteration of soybean protein to try to turn it into something that it's not is what I object to. A lot of those products have very high salt content, very high saturated fats. I just don't like all the hyperbole saying that we're going to put the beef industry out of existence, we're going to put the chicken industry out of existence. I just think it's wrong. This whole idea of contrived foods when the natural products are so much better. I'm a great fan of the idea of vegetarianism and veganism. That's a choice you get to make. If you want to live your life that way, I'm all for it. In fact, I love vegetables myself. But that doesn't mean we should go out and contrive. You know, milk comes from a mother's breast, not from soybean and not from almonds.
Renzi was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, the Lifetime Network is wasting no time in kicking off their Christmas-only programming. The network says it will air only Christmas and holiday-themed movies around the clock starting on Friday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.